Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, for the sake of the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Most of us here today know the major characters and players that we find throughout the Bible. Most of us know who Adam and Eve are. We know Noah. We know Moses. Perhaps some of the judges, King David, and the great prophets. Most of us know, I hope, who Jesus is, and some of his disciples, such as Peter. We know Paul, and perhaps we have heard of Timothy, who Paul is writing to in his letter today. These are some of the major players in the Bible. But there are many, many other faithful servants of God and examples of faith for us found in the pages of our holy book that we know little to nothing about. Perhaps only their names appear, or there is a short section of text about them. But for whatever reason, they have been forgotten to history. The internet can be a beautiful thing, and I did a quick Google search, and I was able to find that there are 3,237 people named in the Bible, most of whom we know nothing or very little about. Today in our reading, we encounter one of those moderately known characters, an early evangelist named Timothy, who would eventually become the bishop of Ephesus. We are told that Timothy was a co-worker with Paul and that he traveled with Paul on all of his missionary ventures before settling down and starting a church. Timothy had a great zeal for preaching the gospel and brought many people to faith, although he was young in age. Paul, in another letter to the Philippians, says that he has no other servant like Timothy, suggesting that he was Paul's right-hand man in the missionary ventures that they undertook. Although Timothy is quite a well-known early evangelist, today I wish to focus on two of those forgotten people in the pages of the Bible. That is Lois and Eunice, who are mentioned in our reading today. They are the mother and grandmother to Timothy. Today in our reading, Paul says this when addressing Timothy. He says, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure lives in you." Lois and Eunice, those two forgotten saints and servants of the Lord, but who did a wonderful work for him while they were here on earth. The work that they did for God was to pass down the faith to young Timothy. They taught him the Christian faith from a very young age so that he too was able to take the faith and pass it on to others. There was no greater gift in life that Lois and Eunice could have given that child Timothy other than to pass the faith down to him. That was the task of Lois and Eunice, and that is the task of all of us, of every single Christian, even though most of us will be forgotten to history other than our name recorded on some document somewhere as a passing note. Our jobs as Christians is to be like Lois and Eunice in whatever context we find ourselves. We are to pass the faith on to those around us. As I say, there is no greater gift than this that we can leave to others and the world. If we are parents, we work to pass the faith on to our children. If we are grandparents, to our grandchildren. But it goes beyond this. We pass the faith down to friends and neighbors, perhaps our co-workers, to our brothers and sisters in the church. The greatest gift that we can give someone is faith in Jesus Christ and his church. And undergirding all of this, we must remember that the task in life is not to become famous or to be remembered by history. Our task is to keep the faith and to pass it on to others, like millions of men and women have done for the last 2,000 years in every nook and cranny of this globe. This passage of scripture that we have for today is also a gift to us because it causes us to reflect on those people in our own lives who have passed down the faith to us, who nurtured us in the faith and taught us about Jesus. In my own life, I think of my mother, who has a very quiet devotion to Christ and his church, but made sure that me and my siblings were there week after week, learning about Christ and his love for us and the world. As I matured in the faith and started theological studies, I think of my theology TA in my intro to theology class, now a bishop in the Canadian Arctic, who challenged me and made me wrestle with my own faith but ultimately brought me closer to Christ. We all have people in our own lives who in little or in major ways pass down the faith to us, and they might not even know it, but we know it, and today is an opportunity to give thanks for them. If faith is the greatest gift that we can leave someone in this world, the question becomes, what is faith, and how do we pass it down to others, and what do we do when it doesn't seem to work? Sometimes we try to pass on the faith, and it just doesn't stick despite our best efforts, and I'm here today to tell you that that is okay. If that's the situation you find yourself in, today Paul's letter to Timothy is a great encouragement. Paul, in his letter, tells us to rely on God's power and to have faith in the power of God. Our job is simply to share the faith that has been passed on to us, and the Holy Spirit will change people's hearts and minds. Our job is merely to keep the faith and present it to others and to let God do the rest. At this point, it is important to remember, that God will do it in his time and not in ours. In our gospel reading today from Luke, the apostles say to Jesus, "Increase our faith." Jesus says to them, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, something that can fit on the tip of your finger, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would do so." That is the faith that we are called to have, a pure faith, a simple faith, a small faith, in which we believe that Jesus and God can and will move mountains, that he can change lives, that the God of Scripture who says he is active in this world is truly active in this world. When it comes to passing on the faith to others, we must have a little faith ourselves that God can do what he says he is going to do. Pray. Pray for those you love and pray for the church and just watch what God will do. We ourselves keep the faith. We pass it on to others, and we have faith that God will do the rest. There is one more thing that needs to be said about Paul's letter to Timothy. At the time of this letter of Paul, as I told the children, he's becoming an old man, and he is urging Timothy and encouraging Timothy to continue spreading the faith of Jesus around the world. Paul is talking to Timothy about his mother and grandmother because he is reminding Timothy of something important. That the faith is always one single generation from dying out. When we look around at our churches, we can see that perhaps some have fallen on hard times, that the faith is dying out, that this will be the last generations. First, I must tell you that for 2,000 years, things have never been different. The faith is always one generation from dying out, but the church is still here. The church will be fine, and we will continue on, if we do what we are called to do, to keep the faith ourselves, pass it on to others, and believe that God is the God who he says he is, the God who changes people's hearts and minds, the God who rose from the dead. The trick in all of this is to remember what faith is. Faith is simply this, to live today as if the future promises of God are true in the here and now. To live today as if the future promises of God are true in the here and now. God promises to be with his church to the end of the world, and that promise is good, and that promise is true. But we must live as if it is true today. So my brothers and sisters, keep the faith, live the faith, share the faith, and just watch what God can and will do. Amen.